6 months from today, a major part of what makes the Berkshires special every summer will return for a new season. Jacob's Pillow Dance in Beckett will mark its 85th season, running from June 21st to August 27th. This will be the first season for the Pillow's new director, Pamela Taggi, who says the schedule honors the storied past of Jacob's Pillow while moving headfirst into the future.
This is a very important season. It's the 85th anniversary, so I felt that we really needed to bring back some of the companies that have had a deep history with us, including Trisha Brown Dance and Paul Taylor. And the third company is actually Palavalis that we're commissioning to do a work on the Inside Out stage, which will open the 85th anniversary. So looking back as well as looking forward to some of the most exciting new artists that I am excited to introduce the Pillow to, including the U.S. Premiere, the U.S. debut of Roya Saf Dance, an Israeli company that will be coming. I'm introducing companies that I have known and loved, and they will be having their Pillow debut this coming summer, including Marie Chouinard from Canada and Akash Odedra from the UK. I think the season has the mix that Pillow audiences have come to know and love. There is ballet, there is contemporary work, there's traditional work that has its roots in tradition, including Irene Rodriguez from Cuba, who is a flamenco artist who has put her own signature style on that traditional form. So it's a great range. I would say new is this using of the Pillow site to bring artists to really shed light on this amazing 200-acre site that we have. The first is Palavalis that I've asked to actually take in the landscape that is the Berkshire Hills that are behind the Inside Out stage. How can they use that as their scenic backdrop to a new work that draws attention to the sacredness of this natural setting that we've had for 85 years? And so that's a really exciting world premiere that we will do on the Inside Out stage. To the artist Eiko Otake, Eiko is of the duo Eiko and Koma, who also have a rich history here at the Pillow. She will be doing a work entitled A Body at the Pillow, which is a part of her A Body in Places series that has taken her to different parts of the world. And she will help audiences connect with this site in this work that she will do. She'll also be performing at Third Thursday in Pittsfield, which will begin to take the Pillow outside its borders, which is an exciting new track in our work. And finally, we're going to end the festival with a dog dance. We're going to invite people to bring their dogs to participate in a piece of choreography that will enable them to create a dance with their dog. So that's how we're ending the season on festival finale day, which is August 26th. So yes, I think there's a fresh, exciting season ahead for everyone that honors the past and also celebrates the future.
Jacob's Pillow is not just a summer event. It's a year-round happening. Tell us more about what happens when the cold weather sets in at Jacob's Pillow.
Well, we have really set our sights on evolving into a year-round center for research and development in dance. And this fall into spring, we made the commitment to give 10 artists residencies here at the Pillow. That gives them 1 to 2 weeks on our campus where they have time to develop work in an immersive way. They're away from all of the distractions that many companies encounter, the struggles of getting studio space. They have 24/7 access to our space. They have housing on campus, so they can just walk up George Carter Road from their house to the studio. And this is a place that's really an incubator for new work in the off season. And we're excited to expand those residencies in the fall of 2017 when our new studio opens.
Pamela Tadji is the director of Jacobs Pillow Dance in Beckett, Massachusetts.